Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. It's Thursday again, and here we are. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
Rod is a trance channel, meaning his consciousness is totally gone, and the being who is most appropriate for today's callers and listeners will come through. It's over 100 so far over his career, and we get no advance notice, so it's a wonderful surprise. And if you go on the archives on bbsradio.com, you can see each one of the shows that's archived is labeled with the being that came in that time. And it's, of course, been different every time. We'll take questions in the order of call-in. And so if everybody's ready, here we go.
Hello, dear ones.
Welcome.
My name is Christopher.
Christopher. Okay. Wonderful. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background?
My last lifetime, I had the honor of what was then considered by the Europeans, of course, discovering America.
All right. Great. And did you know at the time that you weren't the first?
Did I know? No, I didn't know.
You had no idea, right?
Correct.
Right, because you were fed the information that you did. Nobody had any idea what was out there.
That's right.
Right. Okay. Okay, wonderful. Well, we are so grateful for you to be here today. And
thank you.
Thank you for your part in bringing America into being. And she will rise again.
She will.
Yes. Okay. Okay. We have a caller already. Barbara, welcome.
Hello, dear one.
Hello. Hello, Christopher. Hello, Mary.
Hi, Barbara.
I have several questions for tonight. One of which is the storm that's going in Haiti and Florida. It goes in Florida, and then it comes back again, trying to destroy the whole state of Florida. Is this a harp thing? And why is this happening?
Yes, it is a harp thing, dear one. And it is happening because as the dark forces are being removed from the planet, they are getting desperate and doing everything they can to hang on. This is one of their desperate moves.
The poor children that are crying in Haiti, those poor little faces that are shedding tears of fear and death, how terrible.
The illusion of life is very persistent.
Explain.
You live in an illusion, a hologram, if you will, and it appears to be extremely real.
Okay, on to my next question.
Yes.
This is concerning Hillary. Hillary Clinton, Rodham Clinton, is causing a lot of problems. Clones and clones and doubles and doubles. When are we going to get rid of her and all her antidotes and her clones and doubles?
When the cabal gives up entirely.
And when will that be?
Not that far away, dear one.
What is the time span? Months, years, weeks?
Months. Not years, months.
The election. What's happening there?
Dear one, there is not going to be an election, as you know it.
What will take its place?
There will be, subsequent to what you think of as election time, there will be a fair election held. But governance will be new at that time, so it will be very different for you.
Will it be like what my grandparents and great-grandparents have experienced, or will it be completely different?
It's going to be completely different, dear one. But I invite you, as you discover this new world, to see it as a world of love. Be the discoverer of love. I invite all of you to do that.
Another question. Did the peace treaty get signed, and what will it bring us?
It is one of the pieces that are preparing the way for peace.
You're talking about the Paris Treaty on climate change. Yeah, okay.
Correct. But also, I think that treaty meant that we go on the go back, too. Is that true?
That will happen, yes.
But that was part of the peace treaty that was signed, the Paris Peace Treaty. And it was climate, but also the go back. Because I believe Obama did mention it today in a speech.
Okay. Yes, he did.
However, excuse me, Barbara, I want to clarify this. However, in the Paris Treaty itself, was the financial changeover and the gold standard and the revalue part of that treaty or no?
Could you repeat that? I didn't.
Okay, the Paris Treaty on Climate Change, somebody picked up on thinking that within that treaty was some of the financial stuff, the changeover, the gold standard, the revaluation, etc. I've been told that was not part of the treaty. I would like clarification, please, from Christopher.
No, it was not part of the treaty, but it was part of the meeting.
The cabal, they're still around. When are they going to get out of the way? We're so sick of this. We're so sick of the cabal. When are they finally going to take a powder and go to another planet or dissolve themselves?
Dear one, these beings have played their part in your evolution. For that, you should be grateful.
Did I choose to come here at this time?
Absolutely, you chose to come here, and there were tens of thousands of souls that stood aside and said, yes, let her go.
So do you see me playing some kind of a role in this?
You see it, too.
I do.
Yes, you do.
What do you see?
Dear one, you are going to be helping many people to see what is present, what is coming, what is happening, so to speak.
As to what is happening.
Yes.
Will the grocery stores, will they be closed throughout the United States?
Why?
When things get bad, will they?
Why?
Well, is this thing going to cause truckers not to deliver food, like, and all that down in Florida and Georgia and Alabama and that? Will there be a problem?
Dear one, it is not going to be nearly what the negative forces hoped.
What do you see in Trump?
What do I see in Trump?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Christopher, what do you see in this man?
I see an individual who is taking advantage of an opportunity to stir the pot and watch with glee.
Is it a good pot?
The pot is...
Will the food be delicious?
The soup is the stuff that society is at this moment. That's the soup.
The soup is as society is?
The soup is the stuff that society is at the moment.
Do you have any more words that you would like to say to me before I let somebody else ask questions?
Your skepticism serves you, but don't let it get out of hand.
In other words, stop worrying.
Please.
All right. Thank you very much, Christopher. Thank you, Mary. Be blessed.
Thank you, Barbara.
Namaste, dear one.
Namaste.
Namaste. Let me take a quick break here and give phone numbers. We have the privilege of Christopher, the discoverer of America in the history books, here today, and the phone numbers. If you're on a listen-only line and you would love to ask a question, and we would love to have you do that, the call-in number is toll-free, 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And an alternate number is 323-744-4831. Again, 323-744-4831. Now we are back with Christopher, and we are so honored to have you here today. Thank you for your good answers already to Barbara's questions.
You are most welcome, dear one.
Yes. I just received an email about someone claiming that Hillary considered a drone attack in order to take out Julian Assange. Is that an accurate statement that she made, maybe in a meeting?
Well, her back was against the wall.
Oh. So she was very concerned about his releases, and she was looking for any kind of a way to fight back, so to speak?
A solution, so to speak.
A solution, yes, for her.
Yes.
Not for anyone else. Okay.
And, well, she at least did have her priorities in order.
Yes, she does. This is true. I'm presuming that Assange is very well protected along with Snowden.
Yes.
They are. Okay. They'd have to be to still be on the planet, I would think.
Correct.
Okay. The host and I went to see a movie last night called Sully, the story of the 2009 landing of the U.S. Airways plane, water landing in the Hudson River. And I thought it was a wonderful movie, and I would recommend it to anybody.
Oh, you are speaking of The Hero.
Yes, The Hero, exactly.
And quite a hero he is.
He is a hero.
Yes.
He used his intuition and listened to those helping him and made his judgment call quickly as to what to do. I've many times heard the old saying of pilots are people with hours and hours of sheer boredom interspiced with moments of sheer terror, which would seem to me pretty realistic.
Indeed.
Okay. Well, it was a very well done movie. Of course, it did not cover that, as my understanding, it was not a bird strike, although there may have been birds involved, but it was an EMF strike from a black helicopter some distance away.
That is correct.
That's correct. That's what I thought. Because there were some key people on that plane that they wanted to take out. Is that right?
Numerous.
Numerous. Okay. As many as 20 or 30?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I thought. What I heard is that the plane was headed to Charlotte. It was a Friday afternoon, I believe. There were banking executives that had been in New York training on some of the new stuff at that time, even though it was almost 7 years ago, and that they did not want these banking executives to be able to follow through on the new banking situations that would unveil in time. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's just scratching the surface, but yes.
Really? So there were other important people besides bankers, good bankers, on that plane?
Yes.
Ah, now that I have not heard about too much. Although I remember some email intimating somebody, I just don't remember what it was. It was some time ago. Can you tell us anything more about who was on that plane?
There were people on that plane who were going to institute changes in society that were very beneficial.
Ah, like humanitarian projects or leaders of nonprofits.
Exactly.
Or somebody who would become a leader of a nonprofit.
Exactly.
Something. Oh, okay. Very good. And that's why the plane was targeted. All those reasons.
Yes.
Okay. Well, of course, they couldn't put that in the film, even if they knew it.
Of course.
But other than that, I thought it was very well done and worth seeing.
It was.
I also was told that the Galactics were instrumental in keeping the plane afloat long enough so that everybody could get off the wings and into the rescue vessels, because planes like that sink pretty fast usually. Is that true?
That is true. And who do you think was whispering in his ear to tell him what to do?
Galactics?
Yes.
Or an archangel or Merlin?
Galactics.
Somebody.
Yes.
Yes.
Good guys.
Good guys, yes. Definitely good guys. And he was smart enough to listen.
Yes.
Which is why he is a hero. That's beautiful. It's a beautiful film. Okay. There still seems to be some emails around that mention Hillary as an actual individual on the planet, which, of course, we know is not true. It's either a double or a clone that's being used.
That is correct.
Right? Correct. Yes. Okay.
Your cat wants to know where the kittens are.
Oh, he is so bored, and he is so anxious, depressed, doesn't know what to do with himself because he doesn't understand why the kittens aren't here. Right?
Correct. He
All
does
of
not
those things.
Understand.
Yes.
And of course, that's all your fault, he thinks.
Yes. I'm told he has the capacity to understand that they're not old enough yet, and that we have to go a long ways to get them, but that he doesn't care. He just wants them here. Is that correct?
It doesn't have anything to do in his mind with their not being here.
Right. So he thinks like we're withholding them or hiding them or being uncooperative or something.
Yes.
Poor cat.
Quite.
Oh, well, he is enjoying your company very much right now.
And I enjoy him.
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, on a more personal note, it seems that we have come to quite a good situation as far as our personal trainer coming here and the equipment that he will choose and the house that we will have for him to use and live in for his work. Does that feel right to you as well?
That is all on track, and it will work beautifully for all concerned.
Wonderful. I do believe there's a lot of people that could be reached and helped right here and within a 10-mile radius, say. I mean, easy radius, as well as farther out. But do you see that?
The whole island, actually.
Well, yes. There's retired and senior people all over the island. But there's
yes.
a concentration here and a concentration in Kanapali. And they'll just have to drive.
Yes, this okay. is true.
Yes, good. Good. Okay. Welcome, Cindy.
Hi, how are you?
Hello. Hello, dear one.
Thank you, Christopher, for being here.
My pleasure.
Several questions. Are you able to give a ballpark estimate of when the harp is not able to work anymore, all the harps around the world? The one causing the weather problems?
April 19th, 2017.
Cool. Okay. So there's a picture I have in my mind of a photograph I saw on Facebook. Are you able to see what I want you to see so you can understand my question?
Why don't you tell me, dear one?
Okay. There is, I think it was in Japan. It was like between World War I and World War II, somewhere in that time frame. Walking down this street, there was a man in uniform, and then a huge giant. So I'm wondering, where did that giant come from? I mean, they weren't walking around the earth normally.
Where did the giant come from, is the question?
Yes, because people weren't aware of them at the time.
That's true. They weren't. They're still not, right?
Not that I'm aware of. So did he come like from inner earth, or did he come through a time portal? How did he show up in that city or wherever they found him? Because he was being paraded down the street.
That was a time warp, dear one.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's interesting. Well, thank you.
And you're
then
welcome.
On Facebook, I feel it's a great resource because of like the stories coming out of all the skeletons they're finding all over the world, all the different pyramids, Bigfoot, et cetera, et cetera. And people are sending these out all through Facebook. Is this helping to get waking up people that what we've been told has not been the truth and so much has been hidden? Are people, more and more people waking up because of this?
It's a double-edged sword, dear one. Some of this is valuable information. Some of it is disinformation.
Okay. But are people starting to open up, even if it's disinformation? Is it opening people's eyes up like, wow, why weren't we told about this long time ago? Even if it's, I mean, is it opening, making, taking the blinders off?
It is helping in that regard, yes.
Okay. So do you have a percentage of how many people have woken up on planet Earth?
Do I have a percentage? Not
yeah.
enough.
Oh, damn. Okay.
but going that way very quickly.
Okay.
Things
so,
are moving much quicker than you can imagine.
So would you say about 75% will have woken up by April of 2017?
I would say that.
Okay. So I read a story that there's several openings in the world to, I have a hard time pronouncing this word, so help me, Mary. Agarthians?
Yeah, Agarthians.
Inner Earth?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Hollow Earth? Hello?
We're here. Agarthians.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Is there one in Paris, France? Or near there?
One being an Agarthian or an opening? Through which
an
they
opening.
Come and go. Yes, there is.
An opening. Oh, is it actually in Paris or is it like south or?
It's actually northwest.
Oh, okay. Okay. And then a couple personal questions. I have two cats, Samson and Azalee. And a lot of times they just do their own thing and leave me alone. They don't sit on my lap or anything. The last couple of weeks, they have really been sitting on my lap. Anytime I sit down, it's like one of them is on me or they're both trying to get sitting on me. Is this because of the energies coming in or because they know I'm going to be moving? And they won't be coming with me.
Do you really want me to answer this question?
Yes.
There are some earth changes coming in your vicinity, and they know it.
Am I going to be here with these when these happen?
Yes.
Is it an earthquake or volcano?
Neither.
Oh. Will I be affected by these?
You will be fine.
Oh, okay. Well, I moved from Oregon where there's three major volcanoes. And the funny part is I thought when I moved to Arizona, I'd be away from volcanoes. Come to find out, there's 600 baby volcanoes here. So
yes.
That's why I was asking about volcanoes. And then my daughter, Melissa, who's in South Africa, has contacted malaria. Is she going to get better with this?
Yes.
Do you know how long it's going to take?
For her to recover?
Yes.
From this point, about 7 weeks.
Okay. Will she do her final recovery in France?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's all I can think of at the moment. And thank you, Christopher, for being here. Oh, one quick cute story. Back in 1960, there was a hurricane on Columbus Day, and the holiday named after you. And It was in Oregon. And they named that hurricane, they didn't know it was a hurricane at the time, but it is the Columbus Day Storm. So I just thought you would get a chuckle out of that one.
That is amusing.
Okay. Thank you very much for coming and helping us here tonight.
My pleasure, dear one. Namaste.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Cindy.
Bye.
Hi, bye. Okay, let's take a quick break and give you phone numbers again. We'd love to have you call in with questions. If you're on a listen-only line, you need to hang up and dial one of two different numbers. The first is toll-free, 888-627-6008. And the second alternate number is 323-744-4831. And we are having the privilege of speaking with Christopher today, the Christopher who is credited with discovering America in 1492. And Carol? Okay, welcome, Carol.
Hello, dear one.
Yes, thank you. Hello, everyone. My question is concerning the black box that I'm in line to be treated with. I've been working with this lady that thinks that I'm too sensitive to be treated by anything electrical. I would like your insight into that.
If you decide that is true, it will be.
Okay, I'm going to decide it isn't true. How's that?
That works pretty good.
Okay, thank you. And this is a question about my husband, David. He seems to have absolutely no motivation. Could you give me some insight into that?
Can you say depression?
And this concerns the money situation?
Yes, it does.
But that will be taken care of soon, so it's not really a valid concern?
It is difficult to say that someone else's concern is not valid, dear one.
Okay.
Everybody's concerns are their own, yes?
Right.
So can you really decide if it's valid or not?
Well, I guess I didn't communicate that correctly, but it is going to all work out.
Yes.
Okay. I wonder if I tell him that, he'll believe it. Anyway, we're going to have to
wait. Ask him if he wants to hear the input.
Okay.
And don't tell him unless he says yes.
Okay. And we're going to have to charge more on the credit card, apparently. I guess that will work out also, right?
Indeed it will.
Okay, thank you. So that's not really a problem if we have to do that.
No problem.
Okay. And am I making progress in my situation?
What do you mean by situation, dear one?
Oh, my health. Apparently, my nervous system is disconnecting, or it has, I don't even know how to say it. I can't think too straight right now, but it's short-circuiting.
Once you are able to use what you call the black box, that will be taken care of.
Oh, great, great, wonderful. Thank you. I so appreciate that.
You're welcome, dear one.
That's just going to be wonderful. I can hardly wait. And one more question. I have a friend in Montana that's apparently ill, and he's in denial about it. Has anything in that regard changed?
Not yet.
Okay. All right. And you can't even tell me if eventually he will wake up to that, huh?
Not yours to know, dear one.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. I appreciate all the information you guys give. It's just incredible. It just helps knowing somewhat of what's going on in the world. You listen to people and they just have no idea. So it's wonderful to be on this call and get things kind of straightened out a little, or get the information. And
bless you, dear one.
Yeah, thank you all very, very much. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you.
Let me speak for a moment about what she referred to as the black box, in case anybody's confused. We are getting, the host and I, an energy frequency machine that we've been told by Merlin is the top available on the planet right now. It was developed by a Russian physicist to keep the cosmonauts in space healthy when they were up there for long periods of time, which is apparently quite a challenge for the body itself. It works magnificently, and it will treat remotely. It identifies and then offers correct frequency. And Carol's in Kansas, we are in Hawaii, so we'll be able to work with her and her health issues once that unit comes and we learn how to use it. I will share a little story. There was a lady that came to me for the first time earlier this week here in Hawaii, and she had an unidentifiable, according to everybody she'd seen, rash that would come on parts of her body every night and keep her from having any kind of real sleep, and in the morning it would be gone. And the next night it would be back. She said it itched like crazy, and it was just miserable. But it was only at night, and then it was gone in the morning. And it also was pretty ugly looking. And nobody she'd been to, natural or medical, had been able to identify it or give her something that would, a prescription or whatever that would take care of it. So I do have a Russian energy frequency machine now that I use, and I will use until we get the new ones, which are far more powerful. That's the one Carol's talking about, because the one I have now does not work remotely. You have to be present. So she came for, we spent an hour and a half. We identified areas that were off frequency, corrected those, and she didn't call me for 2 days. I said, let me know if this helps with the rash. She wanted to call me the first day, the next day after she was here, to say it was gone. But then she thought, oh, I'll wait another night just in case. And so she called me 2 days later and said, it's gone. And she's so grateful. And I am so happy because I have no idea what it was, but it was some energy frequency imbalance in her body that was causing this miserable rash. So these energy frequency machines, the good ones, not anything that's less than really good, they really do work. Non-invasive, non-uncomfortable. You just sit there and let the machine do its work in identifying the issues and then getting the frequencies, correct frequencies offered so that the body can more easily heal itself. That's the way it works. So I just wanted to add that little testimony. She's going to be writing me a testimony to let people know this stuff does work.
Dear one, this is a great thing you do to help people. There are other ways you help people too, yes?
Yes.
Do you want to tell them about the foundations you do for people?
Okay. I do private charitable foundations for people who have a passion for something good for humanity that they want to do. It doesn't matter what area, it's in animals, elderly, children, environment, name it. Okay.
My animals.
Animals, yes. Animals. my website is www.myfoundation.net. There's quite a bit of information there. But the point about this is that it gives you a way to operate through an entity that's the best on the planet. It's the simplest to run, the cheapest to run. It has the fewest rules, and it's the most powerful. That's what the elitists use. It's similar to Rockefellers and Gates, but there's no minimum asset level, and there's no taxes unless you're doing activities that are for profit or something, and we would have to explain that if you're interested. Those pay taxes, but it's just the most powerful there is, and it allows you to operate as a sovereign being as well as a statutory person here, which we have a dual system, even though most people don't even know about the sovereign situation that's always been present. And they've just piled statutory rules on top of it. But those will soon be changing. But if you're interested, go to the website. My contact information is there. And I'll be happy to answer questions. But it also, if you happen to be holding foreign currency that you feel will revalue at some point in the near future, it's a wonderful way to make sure that you'll pay no cap gains taxes. And that you'll be able to use all of that money or as much as you want for helping humanity.
And how many hundreds have you done so far?
About 150. And there's on the website, there's a list of quite a few of those. So you can see the kinds of purposes that other people have come up with that they are doing with their foundations.
Thank you, dear one.
Thank you, Christopher. Okay, is there something that you would like to share with our listeners today that you feel would be of value to them?
I invite you all to be discoverers of the world, discovering a world of love. If you choose that, if that is your intent, that you find a world of love, you will indeed manifest that, and more power to you. I will certainly be happy to help you with that. That's what I want.
That sounds wonderful. I have a whole list of places I want to visit in, you know, the next few years. I'm sure there are other people on the call who do as well.
Indeed, there are.
And you know, one of the great advantages of recent years, recent 15, 20 years, whatever, is a lot of the National Geographic photos. I mean, knowing with the pictures that we can see of beautiful places all over the world I think really helps people see what an absolutely gorgeous planet we have and how privileged we are to be here.
That is the absolute truth. You are privileged. I was privileged in the life I had.
Yes.
And you are blessed.
Yes, we are.
And the more you acknowledge the blessings, the more will come.
Well, that's a lovely idea, isn't it?
It's the truth.
I have a saying at the bottom of my signature that goes on most of my emails saying, we are both massively blessed and fully responsible. Something like that. I don't remember.
You are indeed.
Very good. Let's see what else is going on. Can you tell us anything about the course of Matthew the Hurricane and what will happen in the next few hours or day or two?
It is serving the cabal in that it is causing chaos and fear. That is their game. That is how they have kept control. And they think it will still work, and it's not going to. It's as simple as that. It's not
good.
Going to work.
Are the galactics softening it in certain places?
Yes.
Okay. Just like they've taken care of Fukushima pretty much?
Correct.
Good. Good. Okay, so the storm will peter out at some point before the cabal wants it to peter out, right?
Way before, yes.
Way before. I like that. Okay. Good. Let's see what else I can think of to ask you about current events of the banking situation moving forward and cleanup and changeover?
Yes, that is a lovely thing for humanity that is occurring. It is being transformed as we speak into something that serves, which will be a pleasant change for you.
Absolutely. So that is it true that that transformation is still in process, that not everything happened on October 1st?
It is in process, but it is going very swiftly, so not much longer.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, the SWIFT system that's been used for wiring money around the world for many years, as I understand it, is being replaced or has been replaced by the SIP system that is much... Has been. Okay, much more honest and fair.
Yes.
Yes. And yet, is it still true that most bank tellers have no idea? If you talk to an average bank teller who fills out a wire form, they have no clue?
They have no clue. But if you were to ask those same bank tellers when Ascension was going to occur, what do you think they would say?
I think they would look at me like I had 3 heads and 20 ears or something.
Exactly, because they have no clue.
Yes, they're not.
But they're being helped with little hints and here and there, including your show.
Okay, great. So is the SIP system running properly now?
Yes, like a fine oil machine.
Oh, great. So if I were to go into the bank tomorrow and wire somebody money, even though the teller has no idea, once the bank did it, the headquarters or whatever, however they do their wires, it would actually go through SIPs and not through SWIFT?
Yes.
Pretty much. Are there still a few
Pretty
banks?
Much. There are a few cases where SWIFT is still being used, but they're holdouts and they won't hold out that long.
Okay. They're just ones that don't want to switch over.
Right.
Is it much more difficult to mess with large wires in the SIP system than in the SWIFT system?
An understatement, my dear.
like really difficult?
Yes.
Like it's really transparent?
Yes, it is a tool for the people, serves the people well.
Okay. Whereas the SWIFT system has been pretty much owned and run by the cabal, and if they wanted to grab a large wire, they could.
That is true.
Yes.
And it didn't serve you, and it has been replaced.
Yes. Beautiful. This is very exciting. Wonderful. So I'm presuming that Wells Fargo is on the SIP system now, not SWIFT, pretty much?
Yes.
Pretty completely, or are there still a few branches that are holdouts?
Such a small percentage is not worth considering.
Okay, that's beautiful. All right. That is great. Well, I'm so grateful to understand the Paris Treaty on Climate Change, where the financial part and the revalue was not part of the agreement, but it was part of the discussions that took place.
Yes.
Major difference. Okay. Okay, that is important.
Let me clarify that a little bit.
Okay.
They weren't part of the agreement, but there were agreements about those.
Oh, okay. So there was more than one agreement that was signed at that time?
Duh.
Oh, okay. Like we got you all together, let's get as much done as we can?
It was kind of like that, yes.
Kind of. I mean, on a casual level, yes. Okay. Okay, so there were, that is really good clarity. Thank you for that.
You are welcome.
Okay. Is there anything that I personally can do to bring more rain to where we live?
Yes.
Please enlighten me.
Are you sure you want to know?
Yes, I really do. We have not had enough rain here, and it's so beautiful when it does rain. And the host, of course, doesn't really like rain, except he knows the plants and the trees need it. I love rain. I just adore rain. But in any case, apart from our personal feelings, it's needed here.
Go into a substantially large area of grass. Dance. Ask the sky for rain, and you will get it.
Ah.
Do your form of rain dance. Prayer, love, all the above.
Okay.
You want to know? That's it.
That's it? A large grassy area and dance and pray and bless the rain and ask for it to come.
Yes.
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah, you certainly can. You are an extremely good manifester, my dear. And you know it.
Well, thank you. I am blessed on many levels with that. We have one big one that seems to be a bit of a challenge right now, but I trust that's in process.
It isn't, dear. Most definitely.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Christopher, so very much for being here. We're very appreciative. And we thank you and blessings.
My pleasure. Don't forget to discover a world of love.
Yes. Wonderful.
Namaste.
Namaste.